After 44 years of making groundbreaking theater at the high school level, Lou Volpe retired from Harry S. Truman High School in Levittown last May. His replacement is one of his former students, Tracy Krause.
I wrote Lou a letter when I was 17 years old, and I gave it to him the day I graduated from here, June 18th, and I told him that I was going to come back and take his job.
That was 20 years ago when Krause left Levittown to go to college and study English literature, and then she came back to Harry S. Truman High to teach. She's carrying on the lessons she learned from Volpe about theater.
It showed me that there were so many things that I didn't know. If things were uncomfortable and topics were hard to discuss, it didn't mean shy away from them. Theater taught me to embrace things that were difficult and upsetting.
The drama program regularly wins state and national competitions, and it has a reputation of taking on plays with very adult themes, plays that no other high school would dare attempt.
Euphoria, they said. Hysteria.
The students here are doing a preliminary read-through of their next production. It's called Five Kinds of Silence by a British playwright named Shala Stevenson. It's a very difficult story about a woman and her two grown daughters who have lived for decades under the tyranny of a husband and father who was both physically and sexually abusive to his family.
Soon I will die of this.
Rachel Greenberger plays a part of one of the daughters, Janet, who is being questioned by police after she shot and killed her father.
Smile, Janet, smile. What will they make of these happy family snaps? Our sandals and frocks, our arms entwined, a rabbit eating grass at our feet, and we're smiling, smiling, smiling for our lives, but at the back of my head, I say, please, someone read this secret sign. I'm sending you a message. Read it, please. This is not real, this is not true. He kicks us where it can't be seen, under our hair, under our clothes. He boots us across the room. I want to tear off my dress and shout, look, look, look.
It's rough material for anybody, and particularly for 17-year-old kids. Tracy Krause earlier had the students do an improvisation in character so that they would better learn their roles. It left some of them emotionally distraught.
And the mother, poor Mary, poor Amy, ended up leaving here in tears yesterday because she was so disturbed about what this woman, as a weak woman, allowed to happen to her children. And she was in tears. And I said, I'm really sorry you're crying, but I'm really happy because it meant this exercise was successful. They need to figure out how would this person feel. I can't teach that.
That student, Amy Zielinski, 17 years old, has no hard feelings.
I absolutely love Ms. Krause. Like, not even kidding. I remember in sophomore year when I got my schedule, I was a little disappointed because I was like, oh, like, Mr. Volpe's there. Why wouldn't I want to have him as a teacher? But then I got Krause. I came into class, and she's just, like, funny and sarcastic, and then, like, she talks to us, and I don't know. I like her a lot.
The students and teachers have a level of trust in each other that is rare in high school. Tyler Aspel, a senior, had Lou Volpe as a teacher last year.
I never thought of him as my superior. I respected the hell out of him. He was my superior. He was in charge, but he never once made me feel small or insignificant. And I don't want to be cliche and say he was like a father to me, but he essentially was.
The drama program, and in particular, the legacy of its founder, Lou Volpe, is now the subject of a book called Drama High by Michael Sokolov. He's another former student of Volpe who credits the teacher for encouraging him to write. He's now a features writer for the New York Times Magazine. The book is not just about drama, and it's not just about high school. It's about Levittown itself. The 1950s suburban development thrived when the local steel mill boomed. Of late, it has struggled. Tracy Krause, who grew up in Levittown, says the problems today are the same when she was a student, but now the kids with serious problems are getting younger.
Our children and this community really has great coping skills, you know, unemployment and foreclosures, horrible, you know, drug addiction, drug dealing. Our kids come to us with such coping skills that other districts do not have that I think it's part of what makes them so good in this drama program.
This is Krause's first year as the head of the drama program at Harry S. Truman, and she is heir to a daunting legacy Volpe left behind.
They are ginormous shoes to fill. I'm never going to fill his shoes. I have my own to wear.
And with that, Krause walks her cobalt blue 3-inch heels back to rehearsal and back to work. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.